Did you ever feel discriminated against as far as looking for jobs or in public besides going to movies?
Yes. On one occasion when I was living down in the Trail Valley during the hot summers, my family moved back up to LA and stayed with their folks. And I would come up to Los Angeles about once a month to see the family. And it was so hot during the summertime that I usually drove at night. And I used to stop in Redlands, which was about halfway between the Trail Valley and Los Angeles. I used to stop there at night for a cup of coffee to sort of keep me awake. And I remember going to one little restaurant there at the Danger Town to get a cup of coffee. And when I walked in the restaurant, there wasn't a soul in the restaurant except the waiter down at the end of the counter talking to another man sitting on the last seat on the counter. So after I sat there for a couple of minutes, the waiter didn't come forward to see what I wanted or anything. So I sat there for another minute or so, and I decided, well, I'm not going to get waited on, so I just left and went to another restaurant where the man popped his, came up and asked me what I'm doing. And I was served there.
And you think that you weren't served at the other one because of hostilities towards Chinese?
Well, I'm sure of that, because on the wall, right, almost right directly in front of where I was sitting, on the wall there was a sign there that said that this establishment reserves the right to not to serve anybody if they please. So I guess that was it.
Would you consider that the Chinese have done better or worse than the general population of Los Angeles?
Well, I think they've done very good, the Chinese, in recent years.
You think they've done just as well as the general population, or better? Or?
Yes, I think so. I think they've done as well as any of the others.
Have you ever compared Chinese people with Jewish people in their way of doing business, or have you ever heard anybody make such comparisons?
No, not really.
Or have you ever heard any Jewish people make that comparison about Chinese being like them?
No. I do know that there are some very good, true Chinese village people, and I imagine you can find the same thing in other people also. There are, certain exceptions. They're not all just as shrewd or smart as them, but in different groups you found to find some that sort of stand out more than the others.
So
I think that's only natural.
Do you feel that most Chinese men who came over here from China went back to China to marry, or married American-born Chinese?
Well, in the old days, I would say yes. Most of them went back to China to get married. But at present time, I don't think that goes on anymore, because back in the old days, a lot of the marriages were prearranged. Understanding between, say, different families.
Mm-hmm.
But in today's generation, I think it's a free choice for any other nationality.
How about in your generation, you being born in the States here? Did most Chinese men of that kind marry American-born Chinese or go to China to marry?
No, my generation, most of them went back to China to get married, or some of them they had the right to be come over here and got married over here. But I would say most of them, those days, they went back to China. And then some would brought their wives back, and, but a large number of them just left their wives in China. And occasionally go back to visit them.
Mm-hmm. And, but I understand that you married here in the States. You met your wife here.
Right.
Uh-huh. How did you meet?
Oh, I met her at the... There used to be a place here in L.A. in the Boyle Heights area called... I think it was called the International House. And every weekend they would get different groups of people from different minorities would meet there, and they'd have dancing and they'd have games, different things to play, and sort of social get together. And that's where I met her.
Mm-hmm. Were American-born Chinese just as eager to have sons as their parents?
Just as eager what?
To have sons rather than daughters.
Oh. Well, of course, if you go back far enough, well, we probably have the same ideas in mind. But today, the Chinese today, I don't think many of them still feel that way.
In your generation?
In my generation. Mm-hmm. There probably were some that felt that way, that we would rather have sons than daughters, because the main reason for that is because they feel that the sons have to have someone to carry on the family name, whereas if it was daughters, well, they'd be married off to some other family, and consequently there's no continuation of their own family name.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever prefer sons, even though you had three daughters? And
no, it never occurred to me. I just accepted things as I came.
Mm-hmm. Before the war, what did most people think of interracial marriage?
Well, I don't think too many thought a big deal about it. I think we rather took a danger of it.
Did you know of anybody who, or any couple, interracial couple, or before the war?
Before the war?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know there must be some, but offhand I can't say it. The only one I can think of offhand would be, remember I told you there was a man named Fong Si that was one of the pioneer Chinese importers and exporters in Los Angeles. And now he originally had a wife, was married in China, had a wife in China. And for the many years that he was over here in Los Angeles, he did not bring his first wife over. And then later on, he went back to China and remarried. So he had two Chinese wives. The first one he passed away. And then later on, he had a Caucasian woman here in Los Angeles that they lived together as like common law wife. And he had several children by this Caucasian woman. I knew all the children that were born between this Caucasian woman and Fong Si. In fact, most of them were my age group.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the one that confusing. I remember the basketball block. I'm sure that there was others, other Chinese or Americans that came here.
Do you think Fonzie suffered for being married to a Caucasian?
I don't think his business suffered
because of him?
No, I don't think so. Because his children that he had by this Caucasian woman, they all turned out to be very good people, and all successful in business. Seemed to be very happy, got along very well.
Mm-hmm. Did many Chinese ultimately hope to return to China?
Well, I think most of the older generation had that thought in mind. But of course, the younger generation, particularly the ones that were born in this country, a lot of them probably had a desire to go back to see what China's like, but that was a little different kind of a feeling. I feel that those that were born in China and came over here and worked for the business over here for many years, they have probably had a little different feeling about returning to China, because if you were born back then, they look upon them as a homeland. Whereas the ones that were born over here, they looked upon, like I do, I looked upon China as being our mother country. And consequently, I would like to go back to see how things are, and especially the large cities, because while I was back there, I was only back in the village. And I would like to see the big cities like Kingston and Great Wall and Shanghai and Tianjin, Nanjing, all the different places that I've read about in history but I've never seen.
Mm-hmm. What percentage of that older generation do you think went back to China after coming to the States? Went back to live or to retire?
Probably maybe about 25%. And of course, some of it's, I don't know whether it's still practiced up today, but I know that a long time ago, some of the Chinese were born in China and were working over here in the United States. And a lot of them that passed away here in Los Angeles, in the United States, they would request their family to ship their remains back to be buried in China, in the village, or whatever, wherever the city came from. I mean, in those days, there used to be quite a number of villages. But, of course, there were native born, but they naturally would be buried over here.
Before the war, what did American-born Chinese think of Chinese schools and going back to China?
Well, I really don't know offhand, but I would imagine that there probably was among them, there probably was some that just from curiosity alone would like to go back to China and see what it's like.
How about Chinese schools?
Chinese schools, well, some of them would like to go to Chinese school, and of course some of them didn't care so much for it, but some of them that did were able to learn somewhere. The same thing happened to them like it happened to me. But see, the Chinese language, especially the...
This is the end of the duplicate of tape 2, side 1 of the interview with Eddie Lee.